Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 14th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Acts, chapters 25 to 28. Do we listen to the word of reason or the word of God? We read in Acts chapter 27, verses 9 to 11 like this. Now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. The events leading to Apostle Paul being on a ship en route to Rome happened because he had made this appeal to Caesar for justice. This section details the initial part of Paul's providential journey to Rome. The phrase "we should sail" indicates that Luke, who was the author of the book of Acts, was accompanying Paul to the capital of the Roman Empire. The voyage from Caesarea to Crete provided the venue for the first segment of Paul's trip to Rome. Luke described Paul's party sailing north from Caesarea and making several stops along the Syrian coast. The ship then turned west and proceeded along the southern coast of Asia Minor. However, a northwesterly wind forced Paul's ship southward to the island of Crete. Paul then recommended staying through the winter at Fair Havens, but the centurion had the final word and he determined to press on to Phoenix. There was some human reasoning as to why the decision was taken to travel to Phoenix instead of waiting out at Fair Havens. By now, considerable time had been lost due to unfavorable sailing conditions. The approach of winter weather had made further travel dangerous. It became a question, however, whether they would spend the winter where they were or seek a more desirable winter haven. Paul warned the crew that navigation was unsafe and that if this voyage was continued, there would be danger of losing the cargo and ship and even the lives of some on board. We should be aware that Paul had been at sea many times before and had been shipwrecked at least two other times before. However, the helmsman and the owner of the ship wanted to proceed, and so the centurion accepted their judgment and most of the others agreed with them too. They must have asked each other, "What does a Jewish tent maker know about sailing a ship?" Also, it was possible that the owner of the ship wanted to get his grain to a larger port so that he could sell it. Furthermore, Julius, the centurion in charge, probably wanted a better place to winter his men. In other words, greed and the desire for comfort made them take the wrong judgment. So the advice of the experts and the vote of the majority carried the day, and Paul's counsel was rejected. Everything happened as per Paul's prediction. This unfortunate misjudgment brings before us a question. Do we listen to the word of reason or do we rely on the word of God? It is possible that the words Paul spoke were actually the word of God, since he was a man of prayer who was closely following God's will. One thing is clear. Paul had reached out beyond his own interests and safety and spoke for the safety of others. When we note the aftermath of the ship's fate, we know that Paul's words proved accurate and prophetic. Let us listen, follow, and obey God's word today, as his word will remain the same and will never disappear any time in the future. We read the words of Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 and 21 like this. "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And finally, let us listen to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, penned in Matthew chapter 24, verses 35 like this. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's words will by no means pass away."